Hello, and welcome to Gravel Knits, a place to chat and have a few sips. Today is November 21st, 2022. Thanks for listening.
I'm Caitlin, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
And I'm Kelsey, and my pronouns are also she, her, and hers.
Tonight, we are continuing on our alphabet journey. We are already to you.
Gosh, and we're just flying through, it seems.
Yeah, I texted Kelsey today, and I'm like, I'm going to kind of miss hunting for the alphabet.
I'll have to figure out what's going to happen next.
But beer one tonight. I did have some good luck finding some ewes. I think I found four on like the first place I looked. So I was like, well, that's enough choices.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Two of them did not have a buddy though. Because one was Christmas themed, but, and no, I don't remember what it's called. I'm sure it was a great beer though. But our first one is the Union Jack IPA from Firestone Walker Brewing Company, which is out of California.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not certain if I've had anything from them before.
I've had a few of their beers. I particularly like their IPA that we're about to drink here.
Mm-hmm. It's got some funk. It is earthy.
It does. It is definitely a good beer. Very West Coast. Definitely dank. Heavy. Like a heavy dank.
I second that. I also have added that to our description word list because that's a wonderful word.
It definitely has that like very citrus, very full funk.
Yeah, this is a full IPA. Not for the faint of heart, not for the beginners.
Oh, definitely not a beginner IPA. No. Probably not a sessionable IPA either. You know, we see that so often. This is definitely like, I'm going to have one of these probably.
Mm-hmm. It's good though.
I'm trying to think of what that would pair well with.
I was thinking like fall, but that's a season. But just outside where it has like a little bit of Christmas to it, but mm-hmm. It's still warm enough to be outside. Ooh. I don't know. That's what I feel like this beer should be drinking. But what to pair it with, like for food and things, I have no idea.
Maybe you do pair it with like a marshmallow on an open fire.
Oh, that'd be so fun.
Well, I'm just thinking about like how we typically will grab an IPA and when we go out to stack wood at Cole's mom's, we'll have an IPA with wood and it's always wood season. And so that's perfectly exactly what you described.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. It is good though. It did take me a few sips to kind of get my palate into it. Mm-hmm. And now I'm into it.
It's definitely a, hey, hits you in the face. Hey, look at me kind of beer. Enough though that I'm ready for my next sip. And with that, I would like to cheers to the sheep for their wool, the shepherds for their dedication,
and the sheepdogs,
and the beer that keeps the world happy.
Yay.
Cheers.
Cheers. I think it's very us that our cheers is after our beer review. It's just how it goes.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I mean, you want to know about what we're drinking first, right?
I think that makes sense.
And it doesn't matter. Cheers can be before, after, any time that we can have another trip.
Those are good words. I don't think I have anything else to add.
Perfect. Then we'll move right along.
All right. Kelsey, now that we have our beverages, how are you?
It's been a few weeks, pretty relaxing downtime at home lately. even so much, I actually went and saw my parents yesterday.
Yay. Which
was very nice. I called mom last weekend, so I thought it would be good. We might as well see my parents this weekend. That worked out pretty well. We thought about going up Saturday, but there was a football game in town. Didn't really feel like dealing with the traffic. So yesterday was a great day for it, and Cole rode his bike up, and we went for a walk around the neighborhood and just enjoyed some good family time.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah, it was really nice. It's been very cold around here lately, so just being out yesterday and enjoying some sunshine finally felt really good.
Yeah, I was at my parents' house this weekend, and there was one morning where it was 11 degrees. I think it was Sunday morning.
Oh, geez.
So it probably was Saturday was here, was probably when it was real cold. It's usually like a day delay right, at my parents' house.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, Saturday was a good day to spend like cozied up inside, which is exactly what we did. We watched documentaries and yes. movies, and it was lazy pajama day Saturday, and it was great.
Aw, guys.
Yeah, it was fantastic. We lazy breakfast. It was just really good.
Aww.
So something that kind of thing. It's been, you know, good to be at home, good to be organizing, good to be, I don't know, enjoying life. Yeah.
Yay.
Like we just really, that's about the extent. We've been making good food, and we've been enjoying being home and doing things around the house, and then just working our regular jobs has been plenty.
That's awesome.
I think that's what's going on with me. What's new with you, Caitlin?
Okay. I also visited my mom last weekend. So we went to Illinois for like kind of a chill Thanksgiving type of thing. It was really fun. We went, let's see, first day we went to the Kris Kringle Market in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And Riker did awesome. And he thought the train ride out there was so fun. So that was really cute. And he kept being like, I get to ride the train two times.
Ooh,
like, that's true. You ride it out, ride it in, or whatever way you want to say it. And Saturday we did Thanksgiving with beer chickens. They were very good.
Beer chicken? Oh, like,
yeah.
That is on my goal to like make one day. Never made those.
Brian has. I haven't really. I've eaten it though. So that was lovely. And then let's see, we made cookies. We made sugar cookies. So Riker got to do that, which was fun. And then the on Sunday
and everything.
Yeah. He liked nice. It. It's super cute. We were like dipping the cookies, and he kept trying to dip both sides. So you had to watch him like, no, one side. It was cute. He had fun though. And then Sunday, our friends own, how do you categorize this business? So they do a lot of different things. They have they're called a Higgers Firewood, but they have Christmas trees in the winter. They cut down trees. They do landscaping. They sell a variety of plants and home decor. They do kind of a little of everything in our hometown.
Like a nursery kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And so the Sunday before Thanksgiving, they have the tree unloading, which basically they have like Christmas trees shift in, and anyone that's around that can help, that knows them, come and they help unload the trees from the semi trucks. And then we all go to their house and hang out.
That's cool.
Pretty great. It's pretty fun. So we did that too. And then we came home. So yeah, pretty full weekend.
That is a full weekend.
It's fun. It did help. We left Thursday, so we had all day Friday, and it was good. We got home a little bit late last night, but I'm still doing okay.
You're hanging in there last night, so it's like, oh, hey, that's good.
We got to see our friends Laura and Mark as well before we left, and we did bring the new folding bike.
Oh yeah, how did that go?
Not sure if I've mentioned this on the podcast yet.
You haven't yet.
We're trying to bike every day, and so we brought it and we biked around in the morning or the evening, kind of depended on what worked each day. And that was nice, just some time to move around. I think it's easy, at least for me, to kind of get like almost like lethargic and lazy if I were having like these full weekends. And so just doing something to move is good. It's good for my brain. So that was fun. Yeah. Let's see. I started a pull-up challenge for November. And I'm going to say it started off strong until probably about Wednesday, which was probably, I don't know, the 11th or 12th. But basically the pull-up challenge is you do the number of pull-ups, strict pull-ups, that the date is. But especially as you get to those higher days, if you miss, you've got a lot to make up.
Right.
So now I'm real behind, so I probably won't get them all in, but I'm still going to try. I think it's kind of a fun challenge, and it's like something kind of easier to do than like a squatting challenge where you have to get out a barbell or whatever. Like I just, when I'm at the gym, just do a few pull-ups.
So how are you doing that when you're, you know, say at your parents, or did you?
I did not, but Brian did. So he biked to a playground and did them, and then biked back.
So good thinking.
I've had a few bike rides where I have done that, like stopped at a playground. I'm like, I need to get a few more in, and then like kept going.
You know, it wasn't really until the last handful of years that I really appreciated the exercise equipment that's alongside a lot of the trails, you know, until I started to use them more.
I think it's cool. It's good and something different.
It is. And it allows a lot of options in a lot of places.
Yeah. And last week, kind of more the beginning of the week, I like had stressors going on, but I don't know. I was just kind of, I don't know, down. And like, I'm happy again now, but I'm definitely someone that always tries like maybe too hard to be positive. And sometimes it's okay to just be like, yeah, I'm having a bad day. Having a bad few days. So I figured I'd throw that out to the world. If anyone out there is like me, that's like, I shouldn't be crabby today. And you know what? It's okay. You can be crabby today. Like, try to be nice to everybody, but you can be crabby. You can be down. It's okay.
I have definitely come to the point where today I just need to be crabby. I don't know what it is about today, but today I need to be crabby. And I've started to recognize those days and be like, nope.
Yeah, it's okay. Totally fine. I don't know. Sometimes I get feel guilty. I'm like, I don't have anything to be that upset about. Like, I have my health and I have my cute little boy and I have bike riding and all these wonderful things. But sometimes it's just like, it's love. So I figured I would put that out into the world in case someone needed to hear that like me. I think that's me.
That's really good, Caitlin.
Thanks.
So, announcements.
Announcements.
Still have our fiber challenge going on.
Fiber challenge. Apparently, I'm just going to keep copying everything you say tonight.
It's that kind of night. Anyway, so a little update on our scoreboard. Still have time left to go, so you're always welcome to join all the way up through to the right to the end of January 10th, if you know what. Anyway, so update on our scoreboard. It'll be in the notes. And I still need to add a new updated to mine. I think there are a number of additions that'll be coming in. But Shannon is still leading at negative 22,702 meters.
Wow.
Yeah. Quite a few. They are on a roll.
That's awesome, Shannon.
And they're followed not too far behind by Emery who is making some awesome progress on their new, or making their mega huge shift blanket now.
The border's so cool.
So excited about it. I actually started working on mine again because of that. Thank you very much.
Excellent.
Anytime if someone pulls out like their huge shift, it makes me want to pull out my huge shift. So it works out well. And so those are our leaders. And then Linda Collins in third still. And you know what? Caitlin, you're still beating me. Not
Trying.
for long. I
My
don't know
power
what to
is
say to you.
fading with all these sales. I keep saying, I'm like, oh, I have to stay
Oh.
strong.
And I have something that I have to put up updated there. So I'm really not at like negative 8,000, or I'm not at 8,000. I'm more like 12,000 now. Or no, sorry, 10,000. That's right.
I'm excited to see what you got.
You'll see it shortly.
Whoop.
Very excited. Do you have any other announcements?
I don't think so. Do you?
All right. Just a reminder that you can find that entry form on our website or off of our Instagram, and both of those will be included later on in the show.
Yay.
Okay. What is next?
I have been listening to New to Knitting.
All right. I haven't heard of this one.
I hadn't until recently either, which I'm surprised with knitting in the title. I would think I would have thought. It's Kaylee and Brian, which they are a couple. They are a married couple, and Kaylee is an avid knitter, and Brian, her husband, is not. And if you want to read a really cute bio, the website's super fun. But their intention are to have, she talks about her projects and then he makes sure that the lingo is understood because he doesn't understand it. So he asks the questions, so everyone can learn a little bit more about knitting, being at any level that you are. And they have some fun banter
Excellent.
and I enjoy it.
What format are they?
What do you mean?
Are they audio? Are they video? Are
Oh,
they
audio.
okay?
Gotcha. For some reason,
And
I was thinking like how they outline their podcast. I'm like, I
what?
don't know. I just listen and like, oh, this is the
Where can you find them?
They are pretty much anywhere that podcasts are. And then I do have their website linked in the show notes. So they have a pretty fun website with patterns and links to the podcast and all that good stuff, show notes. But they're pretty much on everywhere. On their website it says Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and then you can subscribe like direct too.
Very
And
cool.
they on their website they do have one of those nifty link things. So yeah, check them out. They're
Neat.
fun. They're good. Kelsey, what's brewing?
Yes. Well, let's see. So, like I mentioned, I've made a little bit of a progress on my hue shift. I've added like two more squares.
Progress is progress.
Progress is progress. So I'm not sure on my priority list how much attention it's going to get by the end of our competition. I don't know. We'll see. It is getting there, though. I'm going to talk about, I think the one I'm in my hands, I want to talk about next a little bit now, but I want to talk about it more, much so in hangovers later, because this whole darn project is a darn hangover. I tell you
Oh.
what. Yeah, I have a lot of mixed emotions towards this project. And do I want to finish it? I don't really know. Do I want to just scrap it? I don't really know. So I'm continuing to knit on it now. I'm at the point where I either just want it off the needles or off the needles. And so it feels like I'm just going to knit it. I'm not going to identify the actual pattern, because I don't care for the designer any longer necessarily.
Okay.
So I'm not going to refer to the pattern name or the designer. nor am I going to actually talk about the yarn or the specific dyer, because they're no longer in existence and they're not someone I would recommend if they were.
Okay.
So there's a lot of bad juju associated with this sweater. Yeah. At this point, I just want to get it done. Anyway, we'll refer to it as the flower cardigan.
Okay.
It is a sweater that I started back in May of 2020 while we were all at home during the pandemic.
Okay.
Or, you know, I was home at home during the pandemic. And the sweater I thought was designed for fingering weight. It's really more for sport weight.
Okay.
And so my yarn is too thin. I didn't really swatch at all. If I had done that, maybe I would have done something completely differently. Realized that my gauge was not anything right. And then my yarn, it was supposed to be four different colors. And I ended up pretty much with seven different colors.
Okay.
I ordered two skeins each, and pretty much every color was two different colors rather than.
Oh.
Yep. So there's that. And so not only was the pattern originally calling for fading, well, now I've got to like alternate every single, you know, skein or figure out another fade. So I just did another fade. So it's a very faded project. And it's, I don't know, it just doesn't sing well. But it was a learning experience, and that's kind of why I want to kind of finish it through, just to finish the construction and see how it works, the mm-hmm. one I could have done better next time. Wow, I just talked through the whole process of it. But that's how I've been processing this and why I'm still working on it.
Makes sense to me.
That makes any sense.
Yeah, you could still learn from something, even if it's not the way you expected.
Right. And I think if I cared more about the yarn and wanted to really do something else with the yarn, I might frog it. But the fact that it bleeds a little bit and it's got its own issues, I'm just gonna finish it. It is finished. It's seamed in a bunch of different parts. So it's got two front panels, two back panels, and they're all seamed together.
Okay.
So I worked on my mattress stitching for a bunch of the other day. I got really good at it towards the end. And then after you seam everything together, then you pick up for the hem.
Okay.
I'm currently working on the hem. Got about another 2.5 inches or so to go. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, it's okay. I was just going to say, by hem, is it just like the collar, or is it like, are you doing like something all the way around, or?
It's actually a hem at the waist.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So it's a cardigan, right? And so it's going to have this thick, like wide hem at the bottom. And then you pick up and you'll have a kind of a shawl collar.
Okay.
And it's kind of cool. It's got some cable detail to it. And it's really kind of fun. Here, I haven't even shown you. I've just been knitting on it.
It's okay. Your fades do look very nice, so.
Thank you.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
So I'm not even sure if you've really seen this one.
I don't think I have. I was trying to think if you talked about it before, but I'm not sure.
It's been sitting in timeout for a very long time. But it's got this cable detail that goes up the sleeve.
That's neat.
You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Then it's going to have that cable detail around the neck too.
Okay.
So you'll pick up and then do the cable work and all that. Oh, and then I have
There's
to go
a
back
lot of
and,
very pretty aspects to it.
And then I need to go back and do the cuffs on the sleeves too. But it's all kinds of pinks and grays, and I love it. But we'll see how it actually ends up fitting. I don't think it's going to end up fitting very well. I don't know.
Maybe
I'll find
gift?
A new home.
What you got next?
So let's see what is next. I am actually going to be a small business vendor on Small Business Saturday.
Woohoo!
And I am going to be selling some of my hats that I'm working on. I've been working on a design for a Beer Me hat for a while. So I actually made a couple last year and gave them to my friends for Christmas for last year. And now I'm trying to actually work on writing up the pattern. So I keep tweaking it and trying to figure out how best I like it. Not quite there yet, but this one, I have got a really neat hop pattern.
I like the bottom too. Yeah, the hop is really cool.
And it says, Beer Me.
I like it. I like that the letters are also not blocky. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They have a little more shape and character to them. I think that's really cool.
I wanted to try to make them bubbly.
Yeah. I totally see that.
Without making them bubbles. I wanted to make them bubbly without making them bubbles. So I'm working on a series of hats that will be for sale then on this weekend. And then eventually as a pattern.
Cool.
So working on it. It's been very fun. I've been using the leftover yarn I had from our Oktoberfest shawls.
Oh, okay.
Kind of in an effort to like use all the yarn. Use every little bit up. So that's that one. They're stone wool. So they're merino. Very, very, very soft. And I'm not sure where the other one is right now, but you get the idea. And I've got another one on the needles right now, and it's going to use, I've got three different colors going on right now, like a dark spruce. They call this lighter one sleet. So it's like a gray blue and like a golden rod color. Very fun right now. And like, I've got the pattern memorized and, or sort of they're memorized and kind of tweaking it as I go and really enjoying it. Just like do and sending me some crowns for experimentation on different types of crowns and decreases. And yeah.
Very cool.
And then we're going to talk about my spinning.
Spinning.
Because we're getting closer to a finished object.
Wow. Those colors are so fun together. The marling, oh, I love it.
I am so excited about this. So I did a combo spin, meaning that I grabbed a whole bunch of different braids of similar colors. So I've got browns and blues and greens. I'd almost go as far as some yellows and pinks to different extents because they would still fall in those greens and brown family. But it's just, it's a blend of polyurethane and silk. And I packed on my first plied bobbin over the weekend. And I had so much fun with it. I've got a nice big fat old bobbin. And probably two more to go. Ooh, there you go. Check that out.
Oh, fun. Kelsey's showing me the bottom of the bobbin. You can see through it. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, the cool, I have some AcreWorks bobbins where you can see through the bottom and kind of see all the different layers of the yarn. It's very pretty. Try and take a picture if I remember.
Yeah, be a cool, really cool picture.
Yes, I've got one of, I think, three done.
Excellent.
And it's taking forever, so I think we're in for a good amount of yardage.
Good. Lots of project options.
Mm-hmm. I think for a nice sweater.
I've got
in my mind the design for a little like short sleeve hoodie. Or like a 3/4 sleeve hoodie.
That'd be neat.
I think that does it for me. What is hopping for you?
Oh, what is hopping for me? That's a fabulous question. Let's see. I guess I'll start with what's in my hand, which is my newest cast on. I cast it on, I'm not going to be able to pronounce it correctly. It's in English, it's the Pirate Santa Hat. And this is by Maybe, which their Instagram, I had to kind of look around because I couldn't find it on the pattern, but it's Moods of Maybe is the Instagram if you want to check out their designs. And this is a Santa hat, as you probably guessed from the name, but it's got like a pirate theme. So around the brim, you have these skulls that have like the pirate crossbones, and they're wearing Santa hats. And then in between them, there's anchors.
I really like it a lot. It's so cute.
Thank you. So the main color I am using, Mad Tosh, they're 100% merino DK in charcoal. And then the rest is scraps from various things, mostly from Riker's Monster Pants that I made. Yeah, so I ended up with the right colors. I wasn't so sure. I had 8 grams left of the red, and I was like, I don't know if this is going to work out.
Oh, it's probably perfect.
So that was exciting.
Like a what? Like a little handful left?
I have to look, but yeah, probably. It was not a lot. I think the black yarn was left over from some socks that I knitted for Brian's dad, some DK socks. So it's been cool to dig in my stash. And then the Mad Tosh is so pretty. I love like the variation. I think it adds a lot more interest to the rest of the hat. And I think I'm gonna buy like a neat pom-pom for it instead of making one, so I can get something kind of fluffier. Sorry, go ahead.
I was gonna say that you might be able to get something that'll be a little bit heavier perhaps, and I'll give it that little extra.
Yeah, make it more floppy. And I don't know if I'm envisioning something that won't happen, but it'd be cool to have like a white pom-pom with maybe some red in it or something to spice it up, or black. I don't know. I should probably start hunting for it soon though, because this is
I wonder if you could find a red and black one.
Oh, that'd be cool. That'd be super cool. But I've enjoyed it. I'm at least full needle size down than recommended. So the ribbing I did in 2.25 millimeters. And then for the rest of the head, I'm doing 3.5 millimeters, whereas it was supposed to be 4 millimeters, which I think is a size 6. I don't know how I was doing.
Oh, size 4 is, yep. 4 millimeters is size 6. I found you red and black pom-poms.
Yes. Okay. Well, if you don't mind sending me them, I'd love to take a gander at them.
They'll be in our show notes.
Thanks. And yeah, so I started this with the intention of, since we were going to Chicago, like I knew I'd probably have 45 minutes of knitting both ways on the trip. And so many of my projects are either too big for my preference to carry around or have too many colors. So I'm like, this is perfect. I'll finish the color work and the drive out. It's a 6-hour drive. And then I will just be able to knit the rest of the hat. And I got about halfway through. But I remembered that I had the sock head cowl. So I brought that. And so that was perfect.
Nice.
That's even less thinking right now, because there's no decreases. It's just stocking at the part that I'm at.
You just go zoom, 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 zoom.
Yeah. And also better for the train for me than a car, because it is fingering and I'm less good at fingering in the car. So I got to work on that this weekend too. And that was nice. So I'm working on that guy. And then yeah.
Okay. So did you feel more comfortable with fingering weight on the train than you do in the car?
Because it's smoother, less bumps.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Gotcha. That is a great clarification. Yes.
I was just curious as to what it was. So yes, thank you.
Yeah. The bumpiness gets me. Even, I mean, Iowa roads are pretty good, but it's still too much bump for Caitlin. And then lately I have been working on my Meghan Jane at night during bedtime. Brian's been reading stories a lot to Riker, so I can just sit next to him and hang out. So I have made some progress there. I am kind of excited. Like, I can tell that I'm from the last hat, I'm better at it. I think the ribbing on my hat's better and the color works better. Not that the first one wasn't. It's cool to recognize that. That's that guy. I guess I have a lot of projects to talk about. I think the last one I'll mention is my Garter Squish, which is by Stephen West. And I have been kind of flying on it. Kelsey so kindly donated some of her old acrylic yarn so that I could make all the colors in the new Pride flag as my rainbow. But when I had first started, I really didn't. Like, I was still kind of learning how spacing was going. And so my first several colors are much, much thicker and less obvious, because I was doing like for yellow, I would always have one strand of yellow, but then I might have some green and purple with it or whatever, just kind of playing around. And so now I'm getting to the end where I have some less options. And a fun part of it is my colors are very clear because I'm like doubling up on the same ball or something like that. And I'm kind of liking the effect that it has through the blanket. Like,
cool though. Like, yeah. It starts a little bit more solid towards the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I like that. I still have, I think, 3 or 4 more colors left. And I'm excited. And I'm glad that this yarn had a purpose and it's so warm.
Like, does it end up with a bunch of ends off of the side, or do you weave those all in, or are you going like?
Oh, I'm totally cheating. Knotting all of it. Which is really cute. I was looking at it tonight when Riker and I were playing Legos, and I have the cast on like still hanging there. And I'm like, yep, because I'm gonna sew in that end, but everything else is knotted all the way through. but I've tried to knot and like left tails to kind of knit that through too, just so it's a little more secure, which I think with acrylic it's pretty secure anyways.
Oh, with four strands.
Yeah. And they're poking out all over the place, but it's just part of its character.
Absolutely. So, it's gonna be the best like blanket Ford blanket ever.
Thank you. It's been fun. And I am enjoying it. I'm kind of glad I've had a few like breaks and then going back to it. And but I'm on a nice roll with it now, I think.
That's good.
I think that's really kind of the main ones. I've touched some other projects, but nothing new and revolutionary. My new cast on, I'm super excited about. I really like it. One thing that I was intimidated about for a while, and I texted Kelsey, I'm like, this is crazy, is the pattern description is all written. She's Scandinavian, the pattern designer. Mm-hmm. And so I just was like, you know what? I'll have a chart. I'll see some numbers. I'm just going to give it my best try. And then in like the very, very top, it has like a link. Shoot, I think it's for Swedish and English.
Oh.
And it was even after I bought it. I'm like, oh, look at that.
So. You're like, oh, hey, that's much better.
Yeah, maybe I should look at both and see if I can learn from the other. I don't know, but that was kind of nice.
Well, the nice thing is, if you did want to do that, you know, translate's always a good way to start. And especially if you've got the English version, you can kind of get an idea at least what you're looking at.
It's true. So that's me. Are we thinking about FOs? Or are we thinking about a stout? Where are we at there?
I can go through my FOs pretty quickly.
Okay, that sounds good. I have plenty of sips left.
So I'm gonna call these finished. Okay. So these hats that I'm gonna sell. I'm excited about them.
I love those two colors together.
And they're so soft. Like this one, it's not quite cardinal or cardinal. It's not quite Packer gold and green, but it's like a gold, dark money, gold and green.
Mm-hmm. That's a good way to say it. The color's very rich. It's very pretty.
This one is fun. It's like a barley and light blue.
Very beer colored. For sure.
So yeah, I'm excited. I'm going to be at a brewery to sell those. So that's why I went with the beer theme.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yep.
I haven't looked a whole lot into it. I need to.
You should just come by and say hi.
I hope we can. Our Saturday is like our only day we have things going on.
It's cool if you don't. I just was like, hey.
I think it's super cool.
So yeah, that's my FOs. I've got three of them right now. I'll have probably five by then.
Yeah, that's cool. I need to make more hats.
You were talking about it last time. It might have to be your go-to bike bag thing.
Yeah, I need to do that. Need to finish what's in there and start making some hats, especially for myself. Like I found out this weekend, I'm like, I really don't have a hat that fits what I want to wear right now. And that's just crazy talk. I need more hats.
You know, on that note, I was thinking I need to make myself a new hat. Like I make myself a seasonal hat. Like I make a bunch of hats, but there's always one each year that's like my hat of the year.
I like it. Might have to do an episode of you recalling back your hats. That'd be fun.
That would be fun. Let's do it.
Okay. The seasons of Kelsey's head. Or hats.
The hats of Kelsey's head.
I like that.
Okay. We'll do it. With that, I think it sounds like we're ready for a new beer.
Perfect. So beer two is in a bottle. So I brought over my handy dandy opener here. This is the Oncommon Stout by Bent River Brewing, which is an oatmeal stout, which is my jam. Oh,
this is the one.
With coffee. Have we had it before?
I don't know if we've had this beer together before. But I think we went to this brewery together before.
No way.
Yes. If I remember right. Oh, okay. Maybe not. It's in Rock Island. So I can't remember if we went.
Oh, maybe. That's right. We did. I forgot about that. That was a super fun weekend.
First Airbnb experience.
Yeah. Mine too. Or were you saying it was my first?
Back in the day.
Yeah.
I was saying it was ours because I think it was all three of us. I think it was our first time. Maybe not Amanda's.
And maybe there are still some Airbnbs like that, but I kind of miss the days of Airbnb being like that, like where you're just in a room. You may talk to the host. Like she had breakfast out for us. It was cool.
There are a few still like that, but they seem to be fewer and far between.
Yeah.
But yes. Sorry for our little. Oh, background to our beer.
Fun stories. Good memory. This is good. I'm getting a roastiness. Like the coffee's there, but it's more the roasty part of the coffee. Like I think the oatmeal kind of mellows the coffee, which definitely. I really like.
I was just going to say exactly that. It definitely, the oatmeal takes down some of the tartness of the coffee and mellows it out.
I like it. I think it's smooth. I'd say, well, it is definitely full flavored. Its body is a little less heavier than our first beverage tonight.
I would say so. It definitely doesn't have the like whole mouth feel. Like it gets all the parts of your mouth, but not necessarily all at once.
Yes. Yes. That was well said. I like, yes, totally. I like this a lot. This would also be great with s'mores.
You're right. It would be. This would be, yeah, really good with s'mores.
Oh, breakfast for dinner.
Mm.
Might be a little bit of sweetness overload, but depending if your breakfast for dinner involves pancakes or something, but still.
So that was part of our lazy Saturday, was breakfast with pancakes and breakfast beers. That were Mandel breakfast beers. Mm-hmm. They were
That's so like so snazzy, like a theme.
Oh, it's our winter theme is maple breakfast Saturdays.
Yours are the coolest. And please continue to send me themed pictures of this.
I will. I definitely will. Because I'll do more of them coming up. Maybe next time I'll try to theme it with a hat.
Ooh.
Yeah, I need to do a maple leaf.
Yeah. Oh, I like it. We've got good ideas tonight. I like it. I guess with that.
Never yet. Okay, I need to go on the brewery themed hats now because I have one based off the brewery that I'm going to be vending at this weekend. Now the one that would have some of the maple beer that we drink. There we go.
Perfect. I get breakfast food's the best. Okay. Hangovers.
I have a pretty darn big hanger that I was hinting to earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I prefaced this earlier saying, don't support this designer any longer. But I bought the pattern when I still did.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I never wrote down what size I had started doing.
Oh, no.
Thinking that I was going to get this sweater done during May of 2020. Well, I got distracted with so many other things during May of 2020.
Very understandable. Didn't get it done.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of yarn. But so, number one, didn't write down what size I was making.
Oh, no.
Number two, didn't like pay any attention to the gauge. Anything like that, right? And I know for a fact that I am a fairly loose knitter depending on the style that I'm knitting in. And the likely style that I was knitting in at the time was quite loose. So on top of the yarn not being right, because it's fingering weight yarn during for a sport weight gauge on a needle that would have been a loose needle for me on sport weight.
Okay.
And I was partway through. I had finished two panels out of the four and was partway through the third panel when I first put this away. Then took it out again later and did what size I was knitting. Thought I finished the third panel correctly. I didn't.
Oh, shoot.
The wrong size.
No.
Yep. I made the wrong size.
Oh.
So I ended up ripping out half of it and redoing it. And then when I was knitting on the fourth panel, I was missing a ball of yarn. And I didn't even think anything of it because I didn't think I needed seven balls of yarn on this silly project.
Not a silly project.
Not a seven ball project yarn. So then I was like, oh shoot, I'm supposed to be, you know, fading colors now, and I'm supposed to be fading crap. Okay, so now I'm gonna rip this back out and go back and refade the colors because it's going to annoy me if I don't. So there was that.
Oh.
then I got all of the panels seamed together. And as I was seaming them together, or not when I was seaming together, when I was picking up the stitches for the hem after they'd all been seamed together, I like pulling on this end of the string into the yarn, and it's coming back with a gray yarn attached to it. I'm like, why is this gray yarn here? Turns out one of the ends of the panels had unraveled. I'd accidentally pulled out where I had knotted it or threaded it in, and it completely unraveled a row and a half. So I've got, you know, 5 stitches for the hem while I'm trying to pick up the unraveled side stitches. Like, oh, jeez. I just want this darn thing over.
I don't even have the words for, like, how that would feel. So
at this point, it's just like a determination. I'm just determined to finish this darn project.
You're going to win. I believe in you.
Thank you. I just want to know what it'll be like. And, okay, so the one whole saving grace, it is superwash yarn, so I may just go throw this in the dryer.
Oh, okay. And then maybe it'll tighten up for you.
Mm-hmm, because you do actually block it between steps of when you seam it.
So that makes sense.
I did block it, and that worked out quite well. My fading stripes aren't quite seamed exactly, so it slightly annoys me. I'll be okay with it. Yep. Yep. Any hangovers for you?
Almost. I don't know. I almost had one today, and it was kind of funny, or a kind of interesting coincidence. That in the Patreon chat today, we were talking, and one of the members was like, I forgot to bring knitting with me to an appointment. Now I'm just sitting here. And we're like, oh no. And then I did the same thing.
Oh no. I didn't catch that.
It worked out. I had taken basically all my wits with me last weekend because I was like, I don't know what I'm going to work on. And so I took my socks out of my car to knit on, which I didn't knit on all weekend.
Of course not.
And then, I ended up not having to wait at all, but it was just kind of like those, oh shoot, I always have knitting on every vehicle. Husband's always. Car, my car, every bike, always. Because I might have an opportunity.
Never know when you need your comfort knitting.
Yeah, and it, like, there's even times where I just get it out and it's like with me and I like it.
It's like I don't care if I'm actually doing anything with it. I just know that it's there is nice.
Exactly. I'm so glad that you get it.
Definitely. Although then there are the times where it's sitting there taunting me because I can't actually touch it.
That's a thing too, for sure. I think it goes there, but I think it's relatable, just the feeling of darn it. So stash enhancements.
I have stash enhancements.
So excited. I've had to wait now, like in anticipation.
I haven't shared it with anybody. I haven't shown it on any format of anything yet.
Ooh, I feel very special. Maddie Yarn!
It is Maddie Yarn. It is luscious.
It is.
That's the pretty true view. It is a deep navy blue in a merino yak nylon blend.
Oh, yak. Nice.
Yep. I'm so excited. This is going to be my new sweater.
Ooh.
Yep. Yeah, that'll be very pretty with my blue eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know quite what it's going to be yet, but it's definitely going to be something with a color work. Lots of color work.
Perfect.
That's what I got. I got 5 skeins of lovely merino yak yarn.
I'm excited to see what you cast on.
I know. I'm so excited. We'll see. I will make sure you know. Okay, the colorway is called Last Midnight.
Oh, I like it.
A 70-2010 merino yak nylon.
Perfect, perfect. That is a pretty exciting stash enhancement.
And it's anxiously awaiting it.
It's cool that it's going to be like a special cast on too.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's the first full like smart quantity I've bought in a while.
I feel like there's so many colors that you could color work with that. And oh, there's so many neat ways that could be used.
I'm thinking like, I'm kind of leaning towards like a yellow. I have like a bumblebee yellow.
Ooh.
And use that in like, there's a colorwork yoke that's got like moon or sun phases in it.
Ooh.
That I really am interested in doing.
I would really love that with bumblebee yellow. I think that'd be gorgeous.
Yeah, so excited about it. Like, I've been kind of picturing this for a while. There are some very different other
interpretations
out there. That is for sure. We'll figure out what pattern I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Do you have any stash announcements?
Yeah, kind of. I have a bike one.
Okay. What is your bike enhancement?
So I'm like really freaking out about the winter, and I really want to succeed at winter riding, even though I did it last winter. I don't know.
You're going to be fine.
Yeah. So I bought some bike specific boots that do have the option to clip, and I don't think I will do that this winter at all, but yeah. If the option's there. They're winter boots. They are more sealed. I'm trying to think like more water resistant.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've worn them so far. I've only really put them to the test, I think, on Saturday when it was 11 degrees out and I was good. So
that's like, I'm very excited for you to have boots because they're going to be great. Like my winter riding boots, like, are going to be great down to like the negative like 15 out of 20.
Nice. I don't know if I will end up biking when it's that cold, but I hope that they could do that for me too.
They probably can.
Now it's kind of figuring out, like I figured out how to manage in my other shoes, but it was getting kind of rough.
Because
I might be wearing
hiking boots before, right?
Yeah, so I have hunting boots and they're pretty good, but the tread is a really thick, they're a big heavy shoe, and I actually got my dropper like extended on my fat bike because it was like it hurt my quads to pedal with them. But these are kind of more reasonable there. And the length is, I think, like maybe just a half an inch shorter, but that flexibility, I really do notice. It's, I have more freedom of movement while I'm pedaling. But now I do think I have to be aware, like wearing my best warm socks with those might be too hot and it's going to like, I'm going to get sweaty and too
cold. Definitely.
So I and need it's to
definitely
learn that.
Something to learn.
So far I haven't had too many days where I'm like, oh, that was too cold or too many layers. Like usually I'm pretty close, but I'm like, okay, next time I'm gonna drop this or add this or but I'm getting a little better. It's definitely a skill.
Good. It's definitely a learning, you know, lesson as you go. You'll get more used to what's going to make a difference. And it's great to practice.
Thank you. So that's me. Oh, sorry. I put us out of order. I just realized that hangover is supposed to be after stash enhancements, but I think that does bring us to our topic.
Cool. For tonight, We're going to go ahead and do a little bit of a new thing that we may do as a little bit of a series on getting to know us. And we're coming right up on 2 days from now will be 2 years since we recorded our first episode.
2 years. So
that's kind of exciting.
It just seemed like a fun time to kind of check in and talk about us a little bit. Mm-hmm. So this has been a while since our intro episode.
For tonight's questions, I'm going to start off by interviewing Caitlin a little bit.
Okay.
I just declared it. That's all.
That's good. That would have been my question of who would you like to question and who would you like to answer first? So perfect.
So let's get to know Caitlin a little bit first. Do. You'll have to take a seat in the chair, please, and I'll answer. Okay.
I'm all seated. Right.
Caitlin is in the answer seat. Here we go. All right. So we have knitting questions and other questions and rapid fire questions and biking questions. First question. How long have you been knitting?
I think I started knitting in middle school, but I kind of stopped through high school and college and then really picked it up again. Right after Riker was born. So I'd say since then, I probably really haven't set the needles down. So
no, definitely not.
Yeah. So I'd say three years of being a knitter.
That would, yes, definitely three years of a solid knitter with a capital K.
But I did explore knitting previously, but not in the same level that I'm at now, for sure.
But it really wasn't until years later that we actually like really started knitting together.
Which I'm glad I finally did.
I am too. And look where we are now. All right. Next question is a bike question. And it's, what is your main skill? It could be something road, gravel, commuting, trail, mountain biking, etc.
I think really most of my biking is commuting, and even recreationally, I think I'm mostly like trail road biking. So I think that's my main styles is a lot of trail and roads, but I do dabble in mountain biking. And then occasionally I get brave and ride gravel, but usually that's just in the alleys by my house.
Yeah, it's still gravel.
Thank you.
Well, you do definitely do a fair bit of mountain biking. That is like, it's definitely your driving force there.
So fun.
I still need to get out there.
Yeah, we should plan something. Maybe we can luck out and like, take a day when it snows, take a day off and go.
Yes. I like the idea. Let's keep that in mind.
All right.
What is your favorite animal?
A horse. I love horses.
What?
Yeah. Which may not be a surprise to anyone, but I do love horses. I've owned two. My mom now has a horse and they're pretty cool to me. It's a lifestyle to own a horse for sure.
And our last few questions are going to come as a little rapid fire.
Oh man.
Tonight they're all a little related together and they're going to go one after the other.
Okay.
On your marks. Get set. DBNs or circulars?
Circulars.
Fixed circulars or interchangeables?
Fixed.
Wood, plastic, or metal?
Metal.
Cool.
I was like, okay, got this.
yeah, you got it. We might have to make a video of that one then.
I'm sure my expressions like are just pure terror.
Oh, they're great. say, do you feel like expanding on any of your rapid fire?
Oh, sure. DPNs or circulars? I would say circulars all the way. And if I do have the right circumference and it's 16 inches or bigger of a needle, then I'm going to do that before magic loop. Anything smaller, I'm going to magic loop either way. I just, the nine inches, I haven't quite, I like the longer needles, so it's a little harder to me to do that. I do have interchangeable needles, and sometimes I do okay, and sometimes they keep coming apart on me. So maybe it's a skill I need to learn, but that's where I'm at with that. And I've tried wood, plastic, and metal, and I just like, so far I like metal for like everything. But that could change.
It could. It could vary. Like, could you not, can vary from day to day.
So I'm going to scoot on over here to the interviewer's chair. Kelsey, if you'd like to get into the interviewee chair. That was like the best hair flip ever with a hat on. Yes. Like both happened. It was great. The spirit is really good. I like it. And it's kind of what I've been in the mood for this winter.
It's very much a Caitlin beer.
Kelsey, how long have you been knitting?
Not quite my entire life, a few years less. I have probably been knitting for somewhere in the ballpark of 28 years or so.
That's cool.
It's crazy to say it's been that long. But I've been knitting in some form at least since probably 6 or 7 or 8. Pretty much since the time I picked up the needles, I haven't put them down. But the level of seriousness has, you know, changed over time. And I think this is true with any hobby. It's one of its high and its low points and your love and hate relationships. And I'm at a very loving relationship with my knitting right now.
Good.
Yeah.
Surprise side question. Do you remember how you learned to knit?
My mother taught me. I got a Learn to Knit kit for Christmas one year, and I still have the project bag that it came with and then the needles that it came with. And I can tell you that the first project was supposed to be a red scarf.
Okay.
And that was quite something. And that's all I knew how to knit forever was like garter-ish and back and forth and back and forth. So many garter stitch scarves. But yes, my mother taught me how to knit with that Learn to Knit kit. And it just kind of went from there.
That's so cool.
Yeah. I really like, I am so glad I have knitting in my life.
What is your main style of biking?
Gravel biking. Definitely gravel biking. I would commute more, but that's a long range. And I really enjoy gravel riding, so gravel riding. But that means a lot of different things. That's everything from racing to bike packing to even brewery hopping, you know, by gravel road, touring across the state. I get in my fair share of like trail and road biking, but you can do and go about most of the same places in Iowa by gravel for a good chunk.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, I think it's a skill that allows you to go the most places.
It does. It can get you a lot of different places, a lot of places off the beaten path, get you into a lot more interesting places that, you know, you weren't necessarily sure existed right down your own road.
I love it. What is your favorite animal?
I've always been intrigued by monkeys. I'm not a huge like animal person necessarily. I like to look at animals from a distance. But monkeys are always intriguing, especially when you get to entertain them or look at them. And I don't know, there's so much you can learn from a monkey.
I love that. And I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, there's so much you can do and watch and learn and see. One of my favorite podcasts is called Clear and Vivid, and there was an episode not very long ago that was all about just how female monkeys actually, like, oh, I wish I could remember more about it, but just how much control female monkeys have about their own lives. Kind of intriguing.
That's cool. I want to learn from them now. They're right cool now. Let's go talk to
the monkeys.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's go.
Okay, bye. I think that puts us in rapid fire. Ready for this, Kelsey?
I guess so.
Okay. DPNs or circulars?
Circulars.
Fixed circulars or interchangeable?
Interchangeable.
It's a hard one. Wood, plastic, or metal?
Really, really, really depends. I don't have a preference. I have a preference for project.
I love it. I would love to copy on Kelsey's question of where would you like to elaborate in the rapid fire questions?
Honestly, that last, like, really depends on the project, kind of goes to them all. Like 90% of the time, I'm going to say I want circulars over DPNs. But there's going to be that chance that every once in a while, I actually think that DPNs are the way to go on some projects. Because then, you know, there's, if it's a little more fiddly, DPNs have a little more flexibility at times.
Okay.
Especially if you're doing something where you're like sliding from one into the other.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then fixed or interchangeable, that one is less dependent. It just is more feel of the day. Which needle tips do I want? Do I want something that's going to be more... this is only because of my only interchangeables have pretty pointy tips, and there are some projects that I do not want pointy tips on, and okay. In that case I have to go to my fixed needles where I have like Addy turbos that have a little bit more blunt tip to them, because sometimes I just don't want to stab my finger.
it does add up pretty quickly. I'm always kind of surprised on those sharper ones. Like, oh, I'm not touching it that hard, but it, I mean, think about 100 stitches around or whatever. It sure adds up.
3,000 stitches later, yeah, no wonder. No wonder you're getting stabbed.
Nice. Anything to add anywhere?
I think it applies to wood, plastic, or metal too. So depending on the fiber I'm working with, depending on the thickness that I'm working with, depending on how cold are my fingers. Is it summer or is it winter? All kind of plays into difference.
Okay.
Ooh, I will add a little bonus pro tip. If if your needles are cold and you happen to be sitting under an electric blanket, you know, just tuck those needles in your blanket for a little while and they'll be nice and warm.
Yeah, good point.
They were so nice. It's like, oh, why have I not done this more often?
I don't know if I've ever tried that. I like it.
Needle warmer. Nice. Needed sometimes in Iowa in the cold.
Very true. Cool. Well, I think that's our first round of getting to know us. questions. If anyone does have any that they want us to answer, let us know. Otherwise, we have some ideas and
we'll just keep adding to them.
Yeah.
Are we, do you have any bike things?
I do. So mine's a pretty simple one, and I'm sure we've talked about it and we'll talk about it again and again, but I think it's worth it to just throw it out there that I see this in running too. So this is another way to kind of think of it, but everyone that bikes is a biker. So if you bike a mile to the grocery store once a month and that makes you really happy, you're a biker. If you bike 24 hours a day, you are also a biker, and that is awesome. And just enjoy it. And we're thrilled to have you in our group.
Yes, absolutely. I think this is a great thing to bring up. Whether that biking is gym today, rode by 11 minutes on the bike, that is fantastic. Did you ride your bike to the street and back? Yes, you are a biker. Yes, it still counts. You are still a biker.
So I thought it was good to check back on that one. So whatever you're doing, it's awesome.
If you ride a bike, you're a biker.
Yeah. Any IRLs today? Any last thoughts?
I know this is kind of cheesy.
Then I definitely am all for it.
Be kind. Just be kind. It, you know, is it, I can lend an ear to a friend to... hurting right now. I have 5 minutes. I can listen to you. Or can you be there to hold someone's hand if they need it? Or is there a lot going on, but you have a spare moment to just pause and be there? It makes all the difference in the world. And we're definitely getting to that time of year where it's going to be hard, but what we can still do is be kind and take that moment and yes, be thankful for what we have and the opportunity. And it may seem like the world, everything is going against you. Find one good thing to be kind about.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it, Kelsey.
It's just, it, I feel like it can make you feel so much better.
Mm-hmm. It's true. If you're just angry and fighting all day.
Whether it's yours,
makes it hard.
Yeah, or, yeah. Whether it's to yourself or to your family or to your friends or to a random stranger, a moment to be kind.
Well, awesome. I thought that was said beautifully. So with that, I will say knit all
the things.
You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and on Tap as Gravel Knits. Our website is gravelknits.com. You can email us at gravelknits@gmail.com. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/gravelknits.
You can find me, Kelsey, on Instagram and Ravelry as Bikes Brews Use. And every once in a while, more so lately during the cold year, as Kelsey J on Untapped.
You can find me, Caitlin, on Ravelry and Instagram as Caitlin and Lloyd. Please message us to let us know what you'd like to talk about. And we love to hear what you think about the show. If you like the podcast, please share it with a friend.
Gravel Knits believes everyone deserves to be included and loved, regardless of who you love, beliefs, color, size, your gender, or whatever else makes you you. Please keep in mind that we are human, and while we're trying to educate ourselves, there's always more to learn, and any critiques are deeply appreciated.